Warriors-Raptors Game 2 of the NBA Finals, a Sunday night showdown in Toronto with Klay Thompson helping the Warriors set the tone early as he would finish with four trays and a team-high 25 points. Stephen Curry on the attack with a 23-point night, with Draymond Green pushing the pace, an assist shy of another triple-double with 17 points, 10 boards, and 9 assists. DeMarcus Cousins delivering a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds, and Quinn Cook with some clutch shots, 3 trays for 9 points as Andre Iguodala with the shot of the night, part of his 8-point, 8-rebound, and 6-assist night as the Warriors tie up the series 1-1, taking it 109-104, the final.
Want to see if there's any new information on Klay and Kevon with their injuries?
Not really. Klay said he'll be fine, but, you know, Klay could be half dead and he'd say he'd be fine. We'll see. You know, he pulled his hamstring. He thinks it's minor. So I don't know what that means going forward. And Loon, something with his shoulder. And so we'll see. Sorry. That's all I got.
Given all those things in play, what were the keys you thought of the team ultimately prevailing over this?
Well, you know, I said yesterday and today that 109 points is plenty to win the game, which is what we had in game one, but we gave up 118. So it was all about our defense, and we held them to 37% and, you know, forced 15 turnovers and guarded the three-point line well. So it was championship defense, and that's what it's going to take.
Nick, back left, standing.
Steve, Nick Friedel, ESPN. Back. How would you put into context the performance DeMarcus gave you, given the fact that he's missed 6 weeks and he tore his quad?
I thought he was great. I mean, you know, we came in thinking, all right, he can, you know, maybe play 20 minutes, and he gave us almost 28. There was only one time in the game when he needed a rest, which was mid-fourth, and we gave him a couple minutes and then got him back in the game. But he was fantastic, and you know, we needed everything he gave out there: his rebounding, his toughness, his physical presence, you know, getting the ball in the paint, and just playing big like he does. We needed all of that, so I thought he was fantastic.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. That 14-0 run to start the third quarter, we've seen some big third quarter runs from you guys, but how do you put that one in context amongst the most important you've seen, and how much of that do you think was keyed by the defensive intensity?
Yeah, I mean, it was the big point in the game. I thought just staying in the game at the end of the second quarter was also very important. I think we were down 12, and you know, place was going nuts. We couldn't score, and Steph and Klay both got loose, and the game loosened up a little bit, and we scored. We weren't exactly making stops, but you know, we cut the lead to 5 and could kind of breathe at halftime. And I think our guys felt renewed life at that point and came out and just had a great run to take control of the game, and we were able to finish it out from there.
Tim in the back right.
Steve, Tim Reynolds with the AP. Two things. One, you said Steph and Klay, but Steph got loose. What was it that was bothering him early? Did you ever get any clarity on that? And secondly, did you have a feel at halftime that you guys were going to put together one of those spurts to open a quarter like you have so many times?
I mean, I couldn't have envisioned, you know, 14-0, but I liked our position. It felt like we should have been down by a lot more than 5. And, you know, for the first quarter and a half, we had really had a tough time scoring. And so the last, whatever it was, 4, 5, 6 minutes, the game loosened up, and we finally broke free and started, you know, getting some buckets. We started to look like ourselves, and so at that point it just felt better. And then, you know, the second half we got it rolling, and you know, we ended up with 34 assists, which is, you know, more like our team. And so it was you know, it was a great win. Now we got to go home and protect our home floor, and we'll see about all the injuries, but I'm very proud of our team, and in particular all the guys off the bench. Quinn Cook hit some huge shots, and you know, Bogut came in, gave us big minutes. Jerebko as well. So it's a hell of an effort from the bench.
Mark here in the front left.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Love to get your impressions of the final possession where Iguodala hits the open three. First of all, the scramble on Steph, the nearly intercepted pass, and the fact that the Raptors allowed a guy like that to take an open shot, and the fact that he took it with time remaining on the clock.
Well, I mean, you're not going to let Steph Curry take the shot. So they double-teamed Steph, and that that left Andre open, and, you know, he hit another big one earlier in the game. Anytime Andre can make a couple threes, it's huge for us. It loosens up the game. And I thought his play in the second half was really inspiring at both ends. He did a fantastic job, and he's hit a lot of big shots in the finals before, so he was unfazed.
Tim, back left.
Tim Calcami, Athletic. Steve, you moved Clay onto the Kawhi defensive assignment, kind of freeing up Andre maybe off the ball. Do you think that had a difference? And what was the thinking behind that?
Just wanted to change the look. You know, both teams have a lot of versatility defensively, and both teams have been kind of switching matchups and changing the look. And we felt at halftime like it made some sense, so we went with it. And whether that was it or not, I mean, we just got into a good groove defensively to start that third quarter. And, you know, so we'll take a look at the tape and assess, you know, what we see. But it was a great third quarter effort, held them to 21 points in that quarter.
Back right.
It's to Coach Dan Devine from The Ringer. You mentioned needing everything that DeMarcus was able to give you tonight. If you come out of this game with some questions about Clay and about Kevon, are you going to need more from him moving forward? Do you feel comfortable with his, you know, sort of his health, physicality, to be able to get more from him moving forward in this series? From DeMarcus.
From DeMarcus. Yeah, he feels good in there right now. And, you know, we have a couple days before game three. So we do feel confident that we can continue to get good minutes from him. And we're going to need them, obviously, with all these injuries.
And in the back.
Steve, Ann Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. Just to go back to Steph for a second, there were reports that he left the game in the first quarter and that he was battling some kind of an illness. Can you fill us in on that?
I think he may have been a little dehydrated, and that was the word I got. He just was feeling a little bit lightheaded and went back into the training room and came back and was doing much better. So I'm not exactly sure beyond that. So that's all I've got for you.
Last two quick ones on this side right here.
Steve, Dan Wiecki with the Los Angeles Times. Can you just kind of expound on sort of the totality of the team during that run? You mentioned Bogut, but like Cook and Livingston, it seemed like you got something, McKinney, from every one of those guys in the third quarter. And how important is that going to be moving forwards if you guys are as depleted as you leave the game tonight?
Well, that's what it takes. You know, you need your bench no matter what, but in particular when you've got a lot of injuries. So we'll just continue to go to those guys and trust them, and they've proven that they can really help us. Bogut hadn't played in the first game in three quarters, so what he did was fantastic out there. Gave us a little different look with that lob threat. So we'll see what we've got and tee it up for game three.
Last question, next behind.
Steve, Arash Madani from Sportsnet. You mentioned that Andre's unfazed a few years ago was so big for you in the finals. What is it about him on this stage in these big games and the big moments where he delivers?
He's just got a lot of experience. He's done everything in his career. He's been in the Olympics. He's won three rings. He's been an all-star. He knows how to play. One of the smartest players I've ever been around. And I think he sensed that we needed his production in that second half, and he came alive. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
Jim, a lot of things to get to in this game. Obviously, the health of Klay Thompson is something the Warriors have to be concerned about, seeing they're already down Kevin Durant. But let's just talk about the game itself and how Klay Thompson early on was helping the Warriors stay within shouting distance because other than free throws, his scoring was the only scoring the Warriors were getting in the first quarter.
He got off to such a great start, and it was a different start and a different way that he was scoring than usual. It wasn't the Warriors pushing the ball and getting into the open court on a fast break after a great defensive play. They were going to him, and he was creating his shots. He's not known for doing that. He's taking people off the dribble, but he had that hot hand, and he started fading away on his shots. They would switch, and he had a big man on him, Mark Gasol. He took him down towards the left baseline, faded right away. In that first quarter, he scored 11 points, the only one that was in double figures, on 4-6 shooting, and had two threes in that quarter alone. And didn't play the entire second quarter, of course, after only 7.5 minutes in the first quarter. But at halftime, he had 18. But what happened in that first half, Tim, late in that first half, and it was in the last 3.5 to 4 minutes, the Warriors were down by 10. And that's when Curry, he had yet to hit a field goal. He'd been 0-6. And all of a sudden, as he often does, and we've seen it before, he gets hot. He hits a couple of threes.
3:48 to go in the first half, his first bucket.
So it's under 4 minutes, and the Warriors are down by 10.
Yep.
He scores 12 of his 16 points during that stretch. And all of a sudden, the lid was open, and they just felt like they could do nothing wrong. So they go in at halftime in a very positive vein, only down by 5. And you saw what happened in that third quarter when they jumped out, what they did. At one time, they were up. It was a 14-0 third quarter for a while.
Well, it ended up being a 20-0 run over the two quarters. The last team to do that in the NBA Finals was 25 years ago. But I really think I think their defense won them this game. They held the Raptors to 37% shooting. The fast break points cut down from 24 to 18. They did so many good things and had it up and down the lineup, Jim. It really was a strength of numbers. And by the way, the Warriors and of course, the core group of Draymond Green, who's on the floor now with his kids going to do a television interview. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson have not had a playoff series without a road win. Their 23rd straight series with a road win. It's an NBA record. And certainly a testament to their mental toughness, Jim, that they're able to win games on the road consistently in the postseason.
Absolutely. And no question about it, their defense was superb. The steals that they made in the second half alone. Draymond Green was all over the place. DeMarcus Cousins, you look at his line. Forget the offense. His activity, his rebounding, his deflections, his kicking the ball out of bounds and making them start again. Here's what the Raptors shot from the field in the second half, Tim. 14 of 48. So we're talking in the 20% range and the high 20s, let's say, as Hubie Brown goes by and always love to get a rub from him.
Oh, yeah.
Now, their defense was superb. 45 points in the second half for Toronto on 14 of 48 shooting.
Keep going.
All right. Well, what can you say? When you don't score for nearly 6 minutes, and yet they weren't making much hay with it. The Raptors weren't doing much because the defense had been really good for the Warriors there, and that kept them in the game. It was the activity. And I'll tell you what, both teams were terrific defensively. How about the defense that Toronto had in the fourth quarter on the Warriors?
Yep, they go 8 points in the last 8 minutes. They go without a field goal for 5 minutes, 34-point-something seconds, and that was Andre Iguodala's clutch play. And as I mentioned, Sean Livingston should get all the credit in the world for going back to his fundamental roots. And when that pass was made, he stepped to the ball and kept the defender from deflecting that pass away, and his assist leads to the open bucket, and the Warriors get the win. So happy for him. I'm happy for Quinn Cook, who came off the bench and did so well. Happy for our guest, Andrew Bogut. Happy for the Warrior bench tonight. Much maligned Warrior bench came up and they came through tonight in a very, very big way.
Quinn Cook plays 21 minutes in this game, and primarily in the second half, And, of course, he had to keep playing when Klay Thompson went out. But I just thought he was cool under pressure, did not turn the ball over. He hit 3 of 5 from three-point range, clutch shots. By the way, he finished with 9 points, and he could have easily had double figures because he missed a clutch shot that would have broken that little spell there of 5-plus minutes without a basket. And it really looked good. I just thought he was really good under control. And also, he played some defense himself.
2 blocks for DeMarcus Cousins, a block for Draymond, block for Andre, and a block for Quinn Cook in this game. 5 blocks for the Golden State Warriors, helping on the defensive end. And once they settled down a little bit on the turnover side, they had only one turnover in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And that was right at the end with 51.6 when Draymond tried to hand the ball off to DeMarcus Cousins. They're now 5-0 when they hold their opposition to 40% or less in the playoffs this year. So.
Yeah, and that was not a careless turnover.
No.
That was a turnover out of aggression, drawing your defenders. And I have to say that Mark Gasol and whoever's there with him made a good play to knock the ball out of his hands, and he tried to retrieve it because he was getting all alone was DeMarcus Cousins. It would have been a dunk, and that basically would have sealed the game right there.
Well, Andre Iguodala comes through in a very big way to seal that up, you know, and he's kind of like Draymond Green. You know you're not going to get a super high percentage of those guys taking threes, but with the game on the line, you know, you don't mind those guys taking shots. Because they're just clutch players, and they know how to win. Well, Toronto, by the way, had their 5 straight playoff game streak snapped with a loss tonight. They had won 4 straight against Milwaukee and then game one of the 2019 NBA Finals.
How good was Iguodala? I'll tell you what. When the Warriors came out second half down by 5, and they had that first, before any timeout, a 7-0 run, Iguodala had 5 of those 7 points. He came out and he looked just like he was 23 years old again. And he knocked down a 3. He played extremely well defensively. They kept making steals. They go down there. And, of course, then he makes the biggest shot of the game when the shot clock is winding down under 5 seconds to go and gives the Warriors the advantage there so that no way could Toronto come back and win the game.
Game 3 is Wednesday at Oracle. There may be only 2 games left at Oracle, so make sure you come out and make it special if you're heading out there. 5:30 with the pregame show, NBA Finals Game 3 presented by Kaiser Permanente. And if you have a chance to look at maybe tickets in the secondary market, your way to go is Warriors.com. Again, make sure they're authentic and real that you can get into Game 3. Again, go to Warriors.com. Want to also remind people that R.C. Davis is coming up in just a couple of moments, and he is going to be running the entire Steve Kerr post-game press conference, so make sure you stick around for that. You can join the Warriors for an overnight Warriors basketball camp featuring Sean Livingston and Quinn Cook. The special overnight session takes place June 23rd to June 26th at Cal State Monterey Bay and is open to girls and boys ages 9 through 16. Sign up for Warriors basketball camp presented by Under Armour at warriors.com/camps. Well, JB, game 3 again. After game 1, we had to wait and see what was going to happen with Andre Iguodala. Now we got to wait and see what happens with Klay Thompson. And we know that Kevin Durant is on the mend, but you know he wasn't able to play tonight. Who knows? We'll have to see what's going to happen and who the Warriors can put out there for game 3.
You've got to get one of them back. It's going to be really, really difficult if you don't get at least one of them back. Even if you get Iguodala, just because how he can run the team and knocking down a couple of threes tonight.
Yep.
You're going to have to have someone like that and someone that can stay on Leonard because if you don't have anyone that can stop Leonard and bottle him up a little bit, and you don't have Thompson, and you have one scorer in Stephen Curry, they can put a lot of pressure on Stephen Curry. And by the way, the Warriors won this game tonight, Tim, and Stephen Curry did not score. Not only did he not score in the fourth quarter, he was not able to take a shot. He did not get a field goal attempt in the fourth quarter tonight, and he ended up playing eight. Let's see, I'm trying to think. I've got my little, he's played 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, and did not even get a field goal attempt or a free throw.
Well, they were double-teaming in the entire fourth quarter, and they're getting the ball out of his hands because without Klay Thompson out there, they said, okay, we're going to take our chances on the other guys.
And so you're going to see that.
And you're going to see that. And
for the moment, can't play.
For the moment, Andre Iguodala made him pay with that shot. But if Klay doesn't play in game three, and again, we'll wait and see what's going to happen with that, it could be a huge problem for the Warriors in this series. But again, Warriors capture game two here in Toronto. They get the split they wanted. 109-104 was your final. 25 for Klay Thompson, 23 for Steph Curry. Game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your game time grub delivered at Mountain Mike's Pizza. And of course, we're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Protect your company's home court. 34 for Kawhi Leonard on an 8-for-20 shooting night. 17 for Fred VanVleet, 7-for-17. 13 for Kyle Lowry. He was 4 of 11. And Pascal Siakam had 12 on 5 of 18 shooting. So, for Jim Barnett, I'm Tim Roy and our entire Toronto crew. It's been great to be here, but the Warriors are coming home tonight. Get ready for Game 3 on Wednesday out at Oracle Arena.
And throughout this series against the Raptors, for extended audio coverage of the Warriors in the 2019 NBA Finals, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast by searching Golden State Warriors wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.